Dang, right now, it is time for the World Cafe from WXPN.
Coming up, it's the World Cafe. This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker. Telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through music, news, conversation, and events. Find playlists, podcasts, and more at KAXE.org.
Next week, Lucinda Williams will release her 16th studio album, World's Gone Wrong. Features appearances from Mavis Staples, Nora Jones, and Brittany Spencer. We wanted to revisit our 2023 chat with Lucinda. She had just put out a record where she had to rethink how she wrote and recorded while recovering from a stroke in the fall of 2020.
I had to learn how to walk again. I mean, it was wild.
We'll also take the opportunity to look back on her remarkable career as a songwriter and performer. We'll hear great stories behind the songs, including the time her dad first listened to Car Wheels on a Gravel Road.
He said, "Honey, I'm so sorry." And I said, "Dad, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, that song you wrote, you're the child in the back seat. But what's so amazing about it for me was that I didn't realize it was me."
She's one of the greats, and she's coming up, Lucinda Williams, in this encore edition of World Cafe.
For KAXE News, I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. The Aiken School District will try for another referendum in April. Voters narrowly rejected two ballot questions in November. This time, the district will split its ask into three. Question one is to build a new pre-K through sixth grade school. Question two is to build a new transportation center. And the third question is to add another gym to the new elementary. The new school and transportation center were combined into a single question in the last election. It failed by about 200 votes. In November, instead of an extra gym, the district asked for a community wellness center. That failed by 440 votes. In total, the district's April ask will be about two-thirds the cost of their last try. Most of Rippleside Elementary is nearing 70 years old. Just addressing immediate maintenance needs would cost upwards of $11 million. At Monday's meeting, school board members noted that taxes will be going up for residents, whether the referendum passes or not.
We're going to have to fund it one way or another, in our one project or another. If it's not a new school, then it's going to either be a full remodel or a full build on the site. A full remodel, or if we're just going to keep kicking the can down the road, it's repairing it.
School districts can take on additional debt without voter approval for certain maintenance projects. Four Republican legislators talked cutting regulation, natural resources, energy, and fraud at the Grand Rapids Area Chamber of Commerce's January 8th lunch with legislators. Representative Roger Scraba of Ely, Representative Spencer Igo of Wabana Township, Representative Ben Davis of Merrifield, and Senator Steve Green of Fauston answered questions from the chamber and two of the 70 or so attendees during the two-hour event. The lunch served as both a recap of last year's session and a preview of what's to come. Each legislator largely stuck to their typical talking points, unlocking critical minerals, lowering government spending, and energy affordability, to name a few. But those can still reveal where the lawmakers' heads are at as they prepare to return to St. Paul. The legislature is set to reconvene February 17th. The session comes at a particularly tense time for Minnesota, with widespread fraud concerns and a massive surge of federal immigration enforcement. It will also be the first time legislators all gather since Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman was killed last summer. Scraba noted what lawmakers have endured in the last few years feels much different than their predecessors.
There's a lot of things that we still have to do. We can't just get frozen locked up because of all the sideshows that are happening, you know, and unfortunate or fortunate, whatever sideshows they are, but we have to remain focused on representing our districts.
While there was some partisan finger pointing, Igo and Scraba in particular sought to strike a bipartisan note. With the House split 50-50, votes from both parties are needed for any legislation to pass. Bemidji Mayor George Prince is being nationally recognized for his leadership amid disaster after hurricane-strength winds tore through the city and surrounding area last June. Larissa Donovan has the story.
The straight-line wind event on the night of the summer solstice knocked out power to thousands of residents and damaged hundreds of homes and businesses. Prince says he will accept the award, but on behalf of the entire community.
We know what the aftermath of the storm was for us. how critical and serious it was, how many people were involved, whether that was our emergency service personnel, the lines people that restored power, the United Way, community resource connections, neighbors helping neighbors. And so for me to say I want to stand above all of that is not anything I'm interested in.
The national award is presented by Leaders Link, a nonprofit that harnesses elected officials' disaster lessons to help other communities prepare for and recover from major crises. Prince was nominated for the award by the League of Minnesota Cities, with other nominees leading recoveries from wildfires, floods, tornadoes, and hurricanes. The three-judge panel wrote that Prince, quote, demonstrated exceptional leadership and resilience through the disaster that caused widespread destruction and power outages. Prince says the recovery effort continues to be underway for many Bemidji area businesses and homeowners. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.
Welcome one, welcome all. It's an encore edition of World Cafe. Hey, I'm Kaleo. So, next week, Lucinda Williams set to drop her 16th studio album, World's Gone Wrong. We wanted to revisit a conversation from 2023 we had with Lucinda around her then new album Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart and the memoir, Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets I Told You. Great way to get to know Lucinda is to spend some time in this conversation. She'll talk about working on the album and how it was different after recovering from a stroke in 2020. And we'll hear the stories behind some of her most remarkable songs, like Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. It's coming up in just a few minutes, but first, a live performance from her album, Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. It's Let's Get the Band Back Together.
It's so good to be back in New Orleans.
Let's get the band back together. Let's get the band.
Let's get the band back together. Let's get the band back together.
That's Let's Get the Band Back Together. It's from Lucinda Williams and her band Buick Six, and it's from her new album Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. Lucinda Williams is my guest today. And in addition to her 15th studio album, she has a new memoir, Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets I Told You. My name is Kaleo. It's World Cafe. Lucinda, it is a pleasure to meet. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I would love to start with the memoir. It was such a great read. I guess the best way to describe it is it has the same touch as your songwriting. You know, it feels like I am present with you in the moment of you telling these stories. But I heard you weren't interested in writing a memoir, which after reading it is wild because there's so many great stories.
Yeah.
Why did you not want to write one initially?
I mean, it was challenging, to say the least. I mean, I'd never written a book before, and I didn't know how to get started with it, and I didn't have a guideline in my head, you know, like when I sit down to write a song, I know what I'm doing. So it's not that I didn't want to write a book, I didn't know if I was ready to yet.
Obviously, with a memoir, there are dozens of stories you can include or choose not to include. But I always think a memoir is a chance to correct the record or to tell a story that people either didn't know about or misremembered or it had been interpreted in different ways. What was an example of something like that?
That's a good question, because there was an example, and it was the Car Wheels story, you know, the album that took so long to make and everything.
Sure. For our audience who's a little unfamiliar, if you're okay sharing sort of that experience of writing that song and then your dad's reaction.
I think you're thinking about when I first performed Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, the song. It was at the Bluebird in Nashville, and he was in town, so of course he came to see me play, and I did that song for the first time live after I'd just written it. And it was amazing. He came backstage and he said, told me how sorry he was. He said, "Honey, I'm so sorry." And I said, "Dad, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, that song you wrote, you're the child in the back seat, little bit of dirt mixed with tears." Because that was the line in the song that he was, that's why he said he was sorry, because he recognized me in the song as being the child in the back seat. But what's so amazing about it for me was that I didn't realize it was me. You know, I didn't realize it was myself, that I was writing about myself when I was writing the song.
Well, pretty remarkable, you know, because for people who don't know, you moved over a dozen times in the first 10, 15 years of your life.
Yeah.
And so I would love for people to have a chance to, now knowing this, hear a little bit of the song. It's Lucinda Williams here on World Cafe.
Broken down shacks, engine parts, could tell a lie, but my heart would know. Listen to the dogs barking in the yard, car wheels on a gravel road. Child in the backseat,
looking out the window. Little bit of dirt mixed with tears, car wheels on a gravel road.
Wheels on a Gravel Road, Lucinda Williams, absolute classic. We were talking about her memoir, Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets I Told You It's World Cafe. Learning about your dad, Miller Williams, a remarkable individual, you know, professor,
yes,
poet.
Yes.
What I found beautiful is that he is supportive of you in so many ways where a reasonable parent would not be supportive.
Right. Like, that's true.
I'm dropping out of college and your dad's a professor and you're going to pursue a music career and he's supportive of you. Did that surprise you looking back how supportive he was?
Well, it makes me appreciate it more, I guess, maybe, you know, because I was used to that. You know, he was very, very much a progressive thinker. And, you know, so we didn't have the usual generation gap, I guess, that, you know, some of my friends did with their parents. You know, we listened to same kind of music. And the other big advantage was, since he was a college professor, a lot of his students would come over to the house. I was getting influenced by what they were listening to, which was, you know, were artists like Bob Dylan and Leonard Cohen and Joni Mitchell and all of that.
This is World Cafe. We are talking to Lucinda Williams. Don't Tell Anybody All the Secrets I Told You is her new memoir. Also, new album, Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. Up next, a live performance from one of the new songs on the album, Stolen Moments. And this is a song, if I'm fair to say, it's about Tom Petty.
Well, dedicated to him, you know. It's, you know, kind of an ode to him, I guess, a little bit. And, you know, dealing with his death, really.
Let's take a listen to it. This is Stolen Moments. It's Lucinda Williams on World Cafe.
With the sun coming in from the west, so I cover my eyes and I wait for the light to change, and I think about you, and it's kind of strange, but I think about you. Sitting in the back seat of a downtown taxi, somewhere between First Avenue and 7th.
Lucinda Williams and her band Buick Six, Stolen Moments. It's new music and recorded live at the Orange Peel in Asheville, North Carolina. The song is on Lucinda's new studio album, Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. And we're also talking about her new memoir, a must read if you dig artist biographies. It's called Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets I Told You, here on World Cafe. You know, we talked about your dad a little bit. Your family is a big part of this book. You know, they don't disappear after chapter one. They sort of get to hear more of the story as you read through the book. But I was struck by your relationship with your mother. You know, she was dealing with a lot of mental health issues. It led to a unique relationship that you had with her. Did writing this book give you a deeper understanding, or having the chance to reflect in such a personal form, did that give you any insight, any more insight into your mom's life?
I wouldn't say it gave me more insight, but it just probably was therapeutic to some degree, writing about it. I think it made me realize how deep the problem went, maybe.
Yeah. How do you process that as a person when you don't have the other person to talk to anymore about it?
Well, you know, the thing is, I really made an effort in the book not to seem critical or judgmental. That was really important to me. So this was another one of those stories that I wanted to get straight. You know, I had decided years earlier, before I ever started writing the book, that I wanted to express what was going on with my mother and her mental illness. I wanted to talk about it calmly and rationally, and, you know, not have it sound melodramatic or too, you know, maudlin or any of that. I wanted to talk about it in the same way that somebody might talk about any kind of illness that one of their parents was going through, you know, because it still is, for some ridiculous reason, it still is somewhat taboo. It's kind of seen, I think, as a weakness sometimes, you know, so I wanted to really delve into that aspect of it and try to, you know, hopefully get a message across that it's an illness just like other illnesses, or similar. They're not like other illnesses, but it is an illness.
Yeah. You do a really good job of presenting this person as a person, not as a caricature, or, you know, it's not overly demonizing or a hagiography. And that's a difficult thing to thread when you're talking about family, for sure.
It is. Yes. That part was challenging.
Yeah. I want to play a little bit of a song from your 2001 album Essence, called Bus to Baton Rouge. Because I know that you pull this out in the book as well. Can you talk a little bit about its significance to your mom?
Yeah, well, this was, when I wrote this song, I was thinking about the house that my mother's parents still lived in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where we would go, you know, we would go with my mother to visit them there. Sometimes we stayed with them, you know, when my mother and father had to go out of town. And there's a lot of imagery in my mind remembering that house. And I just thought it would be interesting to write a song about it.
Well, let's take a listen to it from 2001's Essence. It's Lucinda Williams, and this is Bus to Baton Rouge.
All the front rooms were kept closed. Sometimes the doors live.
That's Lucinda Williams from the album Essence. It's Bus to Baton Rouge. We have more with Lucinda, including how she adjusted her songwriting process as she was recovering from a stroke, and more stories from her remarkable career. That's in a moment when we get back to World Cafe. Welcome back to this encore edition of World Cafe. Let's revisit our chat with Lucinda Williams from 2023. You had a stroke in fall of 2020. 2020 was a pretty miserable year all around for everyone, but you had a lot of things that you were going through. How are you doing? How's recovery been?
I'm doing well. I had really good physical therapists who worked with me. Very quickly after I had the stroke, I was doing the rehab. I started when I was in the hospital, they started me in rehab there. And then when I got out of the hospital, the rehab therapist came to the house and worked with me there. I really credit that with, you know, the therapy, the physical therapy with getting me up and going sooner than I might have.
They're pretty tough over there in physical therapy, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Well, I had to learn how to walk again. I mean, it was wild.
I'm not sure. Is it still the case? You can't play guitar, or you couldn't play guitar?
I couldn't, and I can't still. So I've got to work on that. I'm doing hand exercises that they gave me, that they told me to do. And at this point, I'm hoping that I'll be able to play again, because it's harder to write songs for me to, obviously, if I can't play, you know, it's hard to work on melodies.
I know that a lot of your songwriting, the guitar is the first component that goes into writing songs.
Yeah.
And so with this album, it would have to be a different sort of way of putting it together. How did you end up in adjusting? Because that changes the dynamic of creation, you know?
Well, you know, I still work on lyrics because I have those, those come up in my head. The one big change this time was that the songs became a collaborative effort with one, my husband and manager, Tom Overby, my tour manager, Travis Stevens, who's a singer-songwriter himself, and the rock and roll artist, Jesse Mallon, who would fly in from New York to Nashville and work with me on stuff. So that was a big change for me, because I'd never jumped into that sort of thing before, that collaborating with other people on songs.
Yeah, there's quite a bit of it, and I want to ask a few questions about songwriting with your husband, Tom. But before we do that, I want to play another live performance of a new song from the album. And this is such a sweet title, because I imagine it's sort of the songwriter's muse, Where the Song Will Find Me. What was the inspiration for this?
Yeah, well, when you introduce the song, that's pretty much says it. It is about the muse, and it's just about being ready when, you know, when you get that inspiration, just being ready for it, because it can happen anytime, any place. And I like the way that song came out a lot, too. I'm pretty sure that was something that Tom Overby brought to the table.
Let's take a listen to this right now, and then we'll talk a little bit about co-writing with your husband. This is Lucinda Williams, Where the Song Will Find Me.
Where the song can find me. to find me.
Recorded at City Winery in New York City, it's Lucinda Williams with Where the Song Will Find Me on World Cafe. Her new album is called Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. You worked with your husband, Tom Overby, on the record. As mentioned, he co-produced with you and wrote on it. And learning about him in the memoir, you know, I know he has a background in the music industry, but I didn't know about his work as a songwriter. Did he have experience songwriting before working with you?
I would say no. I was surprised too. You know, it just kind of happened organically. You know, I would be earlier on when, like, the last album, I would be working on a song and, you know, he might come over with some lines that he'd come up with, and he was kind of shyly at first, you know, he would say, well, I came up with this idea for something, and but you don't have to use it. I just wanted to show it to you, you know, and he would hand it to me, and they were good, you know. he was coming up with some really good stuff, and I was impressed, you know, so I would either use it, maybe add it to a song I was working on, or just start a whole new song with some lines that he had come up with.
It doesn't seem fair as someone who's been working at songwriting their entire life.
Well,
and then your partner's like, "What do you think of this?" And you're like, "This is really good."
Yeah, I told Tom I was working on some new stuff, and he said, yeah, I've got some new ideas, too. So he's been doing some lyric writing. And Jesse Malin's really good at adding that rock and roll element to things.
Yeah.
You know, because he's just made for that. That's what he's done mostly.
Is there a song on the record that all three of you worked on that you're really happy with?
Yeah. New York Comeback.
I mean, you got to ask about New York Comeback because it's, you know, you don't often get Patti Sciarfa and her husband, Bruce Springsteen, on a few songs together.
Yeah.
I know you covered Factory from Springsteen back in 2016.
Yeah.
Was that you asking them to come and be on the record? How did that come together?
Tom had been a big fan of Bruce's for a long time. And he brought it up when Jesse was over at the house one night, and we'd been working on some stuff, and I think we were working on that song, and, you know, Tom said, you know, wouldn't it be great if we could have Bruce on this?
And, sure.
And Jesse, well, you have to understand, Jesse Malin is the unofficial mayor, music mayor of New York City. He has connections with just about everybody, you know, as far as musicians go. And so Jesse said, well, I think I might be able to make that happen. And sure enough, he reached out and was able to get a hold of Bruce and Patty, and they both offered to come in. And we weren't in the studio with them together, but we sent them the tracks and they put some vocals down.
The song sounds fantastic. And
thank you.
I didn't, you know, because I didn't know about your time living in New York City, not realizing that, now the song makes sense in a completely different way. Why did you want to write New York Comeback?
Well, you know, there were a lot of things we were coming back. I certainly was coming back from. And I think Tom brought that to the table. that idea of the comeback. New York City had certainly had a big experienced a big comeback. I personally was experiencing a big comeback from my stroke. The whole entire United States was experiencing a comeback from the pandemic. So it was on people's minds a lot.
Let's take a listen to it. This is New York Comeback. It's Lucinda Williams featuring Bruce Springsteen and Patti Sciolfa here on World Cafe. Comeback. It's Lucinda Williams featuring Bruce Springsteen and Patti Sciolfa on backing vocals. It's from her new album, Stories from a Rock and Roll Heart. Her memoir, Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets I Told You, is available now. Lucinda, congratulations on the book, on the album. You are always welcome here at World Cafe. Best of luck and talk soon.
Thank you.
That's Lucinda Williams. We're back in a minute on World Cafe. Welcome back to World Cafe. Thanks again to Lucinda Williams. New album is called World's Gone Wrong. It's due out next week. I'm Stephen Kaleo, thanking you for listening to that session, and a hat tip to our senior producer, Kimberly Junod, for her work on the session. Let's get back into music with a Bozeman, Montana duo called Buffalo Traffic Jam. This is Fool's Gold on the Cafe.
What do you say we leave tonight? We could leave it all behind. We're 22, wasting time. No, the silence ain't so kind. Hate being left alone. It reminds me no one's home. Rain is dancing on the roof with these sober thoughts of you. Love is talk late at night. Doing drugs. Do no more. there's nothing at your choice if you care. I'm down on hope. Well, I can't do nothing right. Thought that I could make you mine. I tried and tried. Lovers talk late at night, doing drugs, ease my mind. I'm not alright. Time. Love is kind, love's not fair, not your choice if you care. I'm down on hope. Well, I can't do nothing right, thought that I could make you mine. I tried and tried. Doing drugs, ease my mind. I'm not alright. You were there, now you're gone. Never thought you were wrong. We don't have much time. We don't have much time.
Wrapping up this hour of World Cafe with Nico Case. People got a lot of nerve. Sometimes you just have to say it. People got a lot of nerve. Don't know why I'm so agitated. Well, actually I do, because people got... That does it for us. Appreciate you listening. You want more World Cafe? Check out our podcast, World Cafe Words and Music, wherever you get your podcast, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. We make this show from WXPN at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia. I'm Kaleo. Thanks for listening to World Cafe from NPR.
World Cafe is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity, regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org. And by Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives.
From NPR, this is World Cafe. I'm Kaleo. Jack Johnson has a new documentary covering his life in surfing, in music, and in filmmaking. And the soundtrack has a bunch of collaborations, including this one with Hermanos Gutierrez.
Play it back in stereo. I want you by my side. Soak it up enough and we can hold on to the light.
That's Hold On to the Light from Jack Johnson coming up. Tyler Ballgame used to sing Nick Drake and Roy Orbison covers when he first moved to LA to make it. He's got a new album and a new single.
I believe in love and that's fine.
And new music from the alt-country band out of Durham, North Carolina, Fust.
Not